Okay. Now, you would say, I've got a little...
little night call.
I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
a little bad sleeping.
Okay. At 6 o'clock, I'll...
wake up.
Okay.
Get up.
He's still sleeping. Better go...
wake him up.
Okay. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask him, why haven't you...
taking your medicine.
And if somebody you can't hear well is, somebody who can't hear well is getting a little
dead.
You've been working hard and you take your wet shirt off and say, ooh, look how I
am sweaty.
A lump on your arm with a big core in it. It's called a what? It has a big core in it. Sometimes it says
comes to a head.
Yeah, but what is this thing called? It's a you used to put hot stuff on them, make them come to a head, and then you prick them to make them open.
Boy.
Up.
Yeah. Lord, when have I thought of such a word?
The stuff that comes out is the what? Of the boy.
Yeah, the cold.
Yeah.
The corruption.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, a bee stung me, and my hand
swelled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be smells that.
But when you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin, what is that called?
That's a blister. Mm-hmm. And if you stick a needle in it, it go right away. That little water comes out of it.
Somebody got shot. Somebody got shot or stabbed. You say, you got a doctor to look at the...
After the patient.
The wound. All right. Now, when a wound doesn't heal clean, a white granular substance might form around the edge, and sometimes it has to be cut out or burned with aluminum. What is this kind of flesh called that has to be cut out?
Oh, that's proud flesh.
Never heard of that.
Ma'am?
I never heard of that.
You have?
Mm-hmm. I see it here, but I had never heard of it.
But did I say it right?
You should. You're getting them all right. Not that there are any, we're just trying to get, okay. Some of the things that you used to keep in your medicine cabinet that has a skull and crossbones on the label to let you know that it's dangerous.
It's poison.
Yeah, and sometimes you can take a small bottle of it and put it on the wound.
Uh-huh.
It was red looking.
Yeah, iodine.
Yeah. This medicine is used as a tonic for malaria.
From an area.
Malaria.
Oh.
Say for instance, if let's say you had yellow fever, too many mosquitoes, you had malaria, they would give you this medicine.
Yeah. I had the name of something on the end of my tongue. For that, I just can't express it now.
Have you ever heard of I think that's quinine?
Wait.
Quinine.
Yeah. That's what I had. That's a kind of a, that's a medicine that has a big effect on anything like fever. Cuts your fever down.
Oh.
Yeah, quinine do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to call. And that's something that I ain't had any call or use, and Lord knows.
Okay, the doctor did, if a man was shot and he didn't recover, you say that he...
the shot was fatal.
Any crude way of saying that a person died, you would, what's another word for saying that a person died? You would say what?
That person passed or deceased.
And you would say, I don't know when he died.
Yeah, I don't know when he passed.